Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Singer, composer, actor, reality TV judge, host Harry Connick Jr. has achieved excellence in every aspect of the entertainment world, music, film, television, and Broadway, multiple Grammy and Emmy Awards and nominations, a Tony nominee, legendary live performer, best-selling artist with tens of millions of records sold worldwide, including one of his first, Harry Connick 11 on Columbia, produced it when he was 11 years old, you'll still find it on Amazon, the cutest album cover, and all of that, he still finds time for charitable work, including helping his native New Orleans rebuild after Hurricane Katrina, and now a new mission, teaching us to play piano as he shares his iconic piano skills by joining Playground Sessions, the number one rated app-based piano instruction software, making it possible for anyone to learn from the convenience of their home. Harry Connick Jr. back with us on This Week in America. Harry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back, Rick. Thank you.
What an exciting project this is. Now, you said, actually, this is the coolest thing you've ever seen in teaching music. What makes Playground Sessions so special, so unique?
Well, it takes a lot of the things that helped me become the musician I am today and combines them with cutting-edge technology, which I didn't have growing up. And that combination has now become what's called Playground Sessions, which is an app that teaches you, no matter what level you are, whether you're an advanced pianist or somebody who has never touched a piano and thinks that they have no musical talent, and it turns you into a piano player, plain and simple, in a way that I've never seen before. So I'm really thrilled and honored to be working with Playground Sessions.
I'm sure that you get all the time companies coming to you for an endorsement. This really goes beyond that, doesn't it? This is a comprehensive partnership with Playground Sessions. What's your role in working with them?
My role is that of an instructor. So I want to teach people how to play based on my own experience. And the good news is about Playground Sessions is that there's a whole bunch of great instructors that can teach from their own perspective. So I like to tell people, starting back when I was three, what interested me about the piano, and I like to tell people in a very sort of fun but methodical way, all the way through the beginner stages through the advanced stages, how they can learn how to play. Some people say, look, I don't want to play all of those fancy scales and do all of that stuff.
Right.
I get it. They just want to sit down and play their favorite Adele song. I totally get that. So Playground Sessions talks to everybody, any age, any musical ability, and teaches them how to play in a short amount of time.
When you look into it, it's amazing. They pioneered this learning platform that combines all of this new technology, and makes it fun. Talk about this platform they put together, because this really is unique.
So one of the things you can do is, let's say you pick a song by the Beatles and you want to learn how to play it. Well, as you're playing through your MIDI keyboard at home, on your tablet or on your computer, you can see the notes as you press them on the keys. And even if you can't read music, you learn very quickly, you know, what fingers correspond with what notes. And if you get it right, it turns green. And if you get it wrong, it turns red. And they give you an accuracy score at the end. And if you're like me, you know, if you get a 90% or a 20%, you're going to want to improve. And before you know it, you finish the session, you got yourself a really high score, maybe even 100%. And you want to go on, and you've learned how to play some basic things on the piano without even knowing it. So there's gamification involved, and it's very it's a warm and friendly way to learn how to play the piano.
Playground Sessions is what we're talking about. PlaygroundSessions.com is the website to get all of the information, a couple of videos there with Harry, and a full explanation, and can get you started playing the piano. How do you get people over this intimidation? You stand there, you look down, you've never played before, you're intimidated. This myth keeps coming back in the back of your mind that, boy, you got to be a born musician or you're never going to catch on. You really break that down, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in the very, very first lesson, I talk about when you will never look at a piano the same way after you watch my very, very first lesson. You'll see the piano literally in a different way, and you'll be able to appreciate it. So now anytime you hear me play or anybody play, you'll say, oh, I kind of know what they're doing. And that's part of it, right? Familiarity sort of allows you to not be intimidated. So when people see 88 keys or 30 keys or whatever they have on their keyboard. I'll never learn how to do that. I promise you, by the end of this first session, you will be looking at the piano in a completely different way.
And you said something that's very important. If you don't have a piano, I've always thought I'd love to have a piano. I don't have one, therefore I can't do this. If you've got a keyboard, you're on your way.
Oh, yeah. All you need is a MIDI keyboard. You can either use your own, or you can attach one to the tablet or to the computer with a Playground Sessions keyboard that's bundled with one of the packages. So if you don't have money for a piano, you don't have the space for a piano, doesn't matter. You can do it right at your desk with a keyboard. The whole point is to familiarize people with the keyboard, because when you play that little MIDI keyboard, you can play any piano. They're all the same.
And when you go to the website, you'll see a sample beginner lesson and a sample advanced lesson. Talk about that, because this is for all levels. We're talking about people that have never played before and been intimidated, and you've got them started playing the piano. If people have been playing for a while, you can make it actually more fun and make them better.
I think so. You know, I give a lot of master classes at universities all over the country, and I love talking to these college kids. I mean, these are kids that are going to be professional musicians, and we get into the nuances of playing and talk a lot of shop. But you know what? 99% of the people don't want that. My heart goes out to the people that they just want to play the songs that they like to play.
Yes.
So, yes, we do talk advanced techniques and things that can make you better, even if you're an experienced player. But I have a soft spot for people who are like, can you just show me how to play a song? I just want to learn how to play a song. And once you learn how to play that song, you're going to want to learn how to play another one. Next thing you know, you'll be at the holiday party, you know, playing Christmas carols. You'll be that person. It's really not out of reach by any means, and I think people will be excited about this new way of learning how to play the piano.
Well, talk about that aspect of that, the power of music. You don't have to give a recital with, you know, 200 people in the audience. You can just go entertain people at a block party if you want to.
Yeah, not everybody wants heavy-duty music lessons.
Right.
Playground Session offers that. I mean, you're talking about people like Quincy Jones. You know, I'm involved with it. People who do this for a living, we'll get as technical as you want to get. But, you know, most people don't care. They're not interested in that. But they sure would like to be able to go to bed at night saying, you know what, I can play that Beatles song. I don't need anybody to help me do that. I can sit down at a piano and play a song I want to play. And it is so fun to do. And when you take something that's mysterious to people and you familiarize them with it, and then you show them how to do it in a short amount of time, meaning after one session, it's incredibly empowering and inspiring to people, I think.
You've talked about how music changed your life in every way imaginable. Talk about that, the role of music in you, and you spent your entire life working with musicians, how that's touched them. You spend lives, as you're talking about, on college campus and talking to young people, and music has formed who they are. This really is crucial to our development, isn't it? It's something that's necessary.
I think so. My mom used to tell me, watch those symphony conductors. They live longer than everybody else. I don't know if that's true, but it sure seems like it's true. Music has made me a better person. It's made me a better listener. It's made me a better communicator. It's made me more sensitive. It's made me more appreciative. Everything. I don't think anybody could cite anything that music does that sets them back. It enhances your life in so many ways. And, you know, I'm thinking about friends of mine right now as we're talking who have never played the piano. They're like some businessmen and businesswomen on Wall Street. And I'm thinking, wait till I get a hold of them with this Playground Session. They're going to be like, hey, Harry, check out what I learned. And that's just, it makes everybody's life better.
Yeah, you think your lives are fulfilled now. Wait till I get done teaching you how to play something on the piano. Got about a minute left here. What projects are you working on? You've always got several things you're working on and conquering. What are you working on now?
I have a lot of things I'm working on. I can't tell you with any specificity what they are right now, but I can tell you they involve television, stage, new music, lots of different things, touring. So 2019 is going to be really busy for me, and I can't wait to show it to all my new piano students out there.
Well, I hope it's something that involves a media tour, so we have the pleasure of talking with you again.
Thanks,
Harry Connick Jr. back with us on the program, partnering with Playground Sessions, the number one rated app-based piano instruction software, teaching us to play the piano. All the information at playgroundsessions.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Harry, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be with you again.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.